Okay, so as we were discussing yesterday, middle of understanding, right, which unshin, right, again, overall, at the beginning of the topic, we're starting off with the scope of kasher asa, right, and we're starting off with which unshin, right, the scope within the realm of unshin, or which unshin the Torah applies to. Start off with misa, clear according to everyone that kasher asa applies to misa. Then we moved on to malchus. So it's a big machlokes about whether it applies to malchus. Then we're in the middle of mamon, right? Understanding whether kasher asa applies to mamon. So most mefarshim think that kasher asa does not apply to mamon, but there's a machlokes within that. Why? What are the two tzadim in terms of why kasher asa doesn't apply to mamon? Either because it's not the case technically, it's not considered a kasher asa because efshar b'chazara. So technically the case of kasher asa doesn't exist, or more fundamentally, what? Exactly, or fundamentally the Torah doesn't apply because by mamon we say unshin minatid. So that were the two groups of mefarshim to explain why kasher asa doesn't apply, either technically or fundamentally. And then we moved on to the smaller group of mefarshim, we're in the middle of that right now, who say that the Torah of kasher asa does apply to mamon. So you start off with the Ritzvah and Chidushim. Ritzvah and Chidushim, a very, very mechudosh, a very interesting piece, where the Ritzvah says some type of like low, right, low nitan, or the pasuk, right, she'ein apasuk, she'ein pirish apasuk letzadin, or lo chilka Torah. Therefore, it has to be like a one size fits all. There's one din kasher zaman for all unshin. Therefore, once it applies to misa, once kasher asa, therefore applies to misa, has to apply to mamon. Therefore, it says the geder of kasher asa is anytime there was a maaser koldu, anytime there was some implementation, even if it wasn't permanent, that is going to constitute kasher asa, and therefore the Ritzvah, Ritzvah thinks that the tour of kasher asa does apply to mamon. That was the Ritzvah and Chidushim. We're going to see which other Rishon quotes another Ritzvah in a different context, which is going to work out very nicely, l'shitasa. Nimuki Yosef. So what's the context of Nimuki Yosef? It's commenting on the Mishnah in Baal Basra. Mishnah about Basra, Daf, Nun, Vav, and Aleph. What does the Mishnah say, Eli?
That if you have like three, if you have one Kasvid, and that says that they were in the land, that they had a Chazak on the land for 3 years.
Exactly, right. There's Eidus on Shnei Chazaka, Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Then come along, Eidim Azimim, to be Mazim them. Right, and we say, oh, the Mishnah says, Mishalmim. Right, there is the Onish of Kasher Zomam in such a case. So what's the question that's raised by the Mugi Yosef?
If the chazaka is flipped, so then how do they ever have to pay? Meaning, like, if it's
kasher
asa right away,
it's spell it out, right? Because once that the original Edim Zomim testified to the cheskas kimel shonim, so the pashtus, that means the machzik was there currently, and say, oh, he's not only is he there now? The machzik's been there for 3 years. Cheskas kimel shonim based in paskins. But when based in paskins that it belongs to the machzik, not only is there a gemar din, there's also asa, because now the implementation of allowing the machzik to stay there. So asks in Muki Yosef, this should be an example of kasher asa. So why is the bezin? So why does the Mishnah paskin that the edim zomim were mechayev to pay? Is a case of kasher as, kasher zamam, lo kasher asa. So what is the answer given b'shem the Ritzvah?
That he has to actually get to the land in order for him to officially be machzik. It's a between when edim give. When the
Gemara
then happens and he gets to the land, in that time frame, the
Edom
becomes
over. Exactly. So comes the Ritzvah, quoted by the Nimuki Yosef. It's Zinukimta. The case must be one where the Machzik was not present at the Karka Bishas Gmardin, right? And therefore it wasn't Kasher Asa. And right before it comes to be actually Machzik, Alpi the Psak of the Gmardin, right? That's when the Azama took place. But the assumption, right, the underlying assumption of this Ritzvah is that what? What's the big assumption?
Once there was an asa, even my mama knew.
Exactly. Ritzvah Lishitaso assumes that if there would have been an asa, if there would have been an implementation of the Gemar Din, then the tour of Kasher Asa would have applied, even though it's a realm of Mamon. So very much Ritzvah Lishitaso Techidushim is the Ritzvah quoted by Nimuki Yosef, also applying the tour of Kasher Asa to the realm of Mamon. In the first day, though, the Muki Yosef answers simply, what's the first day? What? He's the Riva. Exactly. He quotes in the name of the Chachmei Tzarfas, which is a code word for Bali Tosfos. Riva is one of the prominent balaitosos. He says, no, because it's Efshir b'chazara, so therefore there is no kasher asa by mamon. So in stark contrast to the first day, which says, question doesn't get off the ground, there's no kasher asa by mamon because it's Efshir b'chazara like the Riva. The Ritz v'lishitasa says, no, it's a good kasha. Kasher asa would apply to mamon. Ritz v'lishitasa in the Chidushim explains why. And therefore you have to come up with an okimta to explain why there's no kasher asa in this Mishnah. So we have the two ritzvahs both saying this idea that kasher asa does apply to mamon, not bothered by any of the factors of Einon Shemin Adin, of Efshir B'Chazara, because Ritz V'Lishita also explains there's one din of kasher zamam that has to apply across the board, and therefore even though Un Shemin Adin by mamon, still Einon Shemin Adin by misa, and that's koveya, and a Maisa Koldu, even if it's Efshir B'Chazara, a Maisa Koldu is going to trigger the Petura of Kasher Asa, Ritva L'Shitasa. So before moving on, in addition to these two Ritvas, which other Rishon applies Kasher Asa to Mamon? What? Rabbeinu Yonasan, quoted by the Shita Mikbetas, right? So the Shita Mikbetas in Baba Kama, Shita Mikbetas in Baba Kama, again, on Dalan on Bays there, quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Yonasan, but the beginning there it says, when we list Edom Zomim in the list of Avos Nezikin, he says it's Dafka when it's not Kasher Asa. Daf, right? Did anyone have the Lashon of the... You go for it, Akiva? Yeah. As Rabbeinu Yonasan, clearly talking about the realm of Mammon, number one, the context of the Gemara is clear, and even from his Lashon, Vadayin lo shilem, right? But if she'im shilem, but if you would have, there would have been an implementation, if there would have been an implementation based on the Psak, that would trigger the Ptur of Kasher Asa. The other Nekudah in this Rabbeinu Yonasan is not only is he applying the Ptur of Kasher Asa to Mammon, what else is interesting? Exactly, it's Joshua. We'll get back to this. The Joshua of Lasos Velo Shekvar Asa. We'll get back to that when we deal with the Makor at the end of today. So again, we have the two Ritvos and Rabbeinu Yonasan all applying the Ptur of Kasher Asa to the realm of Mammon. Good. Okay, so Ankan is the, you know, when we're discussing the scope of the Ptur of Kasher Asa, Ankan we've been discussing the scope of the Ptur within the realm of Onshin. Misa, Malkus, Mammon. Now, I'd like to discuss the other part of the scope, which is, does the Petur of Kasher Asa go beyond the realm of Onshin to affect other Dinei Hazama? As we discussed in Peshirim, right, when you have a case of Hazama, it's not just one consequence of the Onish to the Edom Zomim. What are the other consequences? Eitan, what are other consequences? Once the Edom Mazimim, right, are Mazim, the Edom Zomim. So there are a total of three consequences. What are the consequences? In terms of the onesh to the Edom Zomim, what other consequences? You have a soul edus to the Edom Zomim, and what's the third consequence? Not to the Edom Zomim, but what ends up happening, Yitzchak? The Nidon becomes Pater. Right? The Edom Zomim originally were Machayav the Nidon in a classic case, and then the Edom Mazimim are saying, no, they're not only are they going to be pasul, the Edom Zomim, they're going to be matil, they're going to save the Nidon from the chiyuv of the Edom Zomim. So we're going to have to see now, does the scope, once we're discussing the scope, right, is the scope of the Ptur of Kasher Asa is going to go beyond the realm of Onish to carry over to these other realms. So let's start with the still within the Edom Zomim, with the psul Edus, right? So, so again, in terms of Psal Edus, we know from the Gemaras, which discuss the Machokas Abai and Rava, that we've discussed at length, both in Sanhedrin, Chav Zayin, Amar Aleph, and in Baba Kama, Ayin Bez, Amar Bez, we know that the Edom Zomim become Psulim L'Edus. That's clear. So the question is, in this case of Kasher Asa, right, are the Edom Zomim going to become Psulim L'Edus? So who is the Rishon in the context of Kasher Asa, who says that, yes, that even though Kasher Asa is going to be a Ptur Onish, the Psul Edus is still going to apply to the Edom Zomim. Who, what? Okay, good. Before the Rambam doesn't say it explicitly, the Mi'iri. In the realm of Kasher Asa, well? The first day, the Chachmei Adoros, exactly. So the first makor for this is the Chachmei Adoros, quoted by the Meiri. Right, the Chachmei, right, this is again the Meiri on Hey Yom and Aleph. We've seen this when we discuss in the Chiddushu, but it's important to look at it from this standpoint also. So the Meiri b'shem the Chachmei Adoros, the first day, and then Meiri on Hey Yom and Aleph. The Chachmei Adoros say, what do they say, Mordechai? Right, that even though the Ptur of Kasher Asa, exactly, even though the Ptur of Kasher Asa is going to, right, be a Ptur in their own ish, they're still going to be Psulim Le'edus. That's what the Chachmei Adoros, the first Deah in the Meiri, says. Again, that even though, that basically that the Ptur of Kasher Asa is a din in the Onish, but that's not going to carry over and spill over and affect the Psul Edus. They are still going to be Psulim Le'edus. Again, so the Chachmei Adoros clearly limit the scope of the Ptur Kasher Asa to the realm of Onshin, and don't think it carries over to the Psul, to the Psul Edus. Fine. So that's the Meiri. B'shem the Chachmei Hadoros. Who else, not the Rambam himself, but who else is Medaik, perhaps in the Rambam, that the Rambam also exists, also holds this way? Radvaz, excellent. So everyone has the Rambam, it's a very important diuk. Excellent. So the Radvaz, this is Imperik Chav Halacha Beis. As we pointed out, remember like the Ravid has a Hasaga in the Rambam, but what was not clear in the Ravid's Hasaga? What? Exactly. Which part of the Rambam is the Ravid upset with? He says Shibashu, but he seems to be going in the first part of the Rambam, but the first part of the Rambam is just the classic din of Kasher Asa, Lo Kasher Asa by Misa. Everyone agrees to that. So the Radvaz is going to have a suggestion for maybe what is upsetting the Ravid even in that first line. So what's the Radvaz's suggestion for what the Ravid is upset about? Want to go for it? In the Talmud, just read it inside. You see, first it's Kasav Arayvit Shibashu Zeh Ad Kan. So Nir Shekabanaso.
Kasav Arayvit Shibashu Zeh Ad Kan. Nir Shekabanaso Lahasig Al Rabinu Dimash Katu Zeh. Zahav Badai.
Ba'achar Kach. Sorry. Right? When the Rambam says, right, in the case where the Nidon is killed, Va'acharkach Chuzmu. Right? So the question is, Vaha. So the a potential explanation, says Rataz, of what the Ravid's Kasha might be, is why in the world would Bezin even have a Kabbalah's Edus on the Hazama if there's no Nafkamina? If the Nidon is already Narok, and we know Kasher Zamam below Kasher Asa, so why would the Bezin even be Makabal the Edus of the Edom Azimim? So perhaps that's Pshat in the Ravid's Kasha of Shibushuza. But the Ravid Rataz says, that's not really such a good question. Because the Imzui... Oh. It says, no. Why would there be Kabbalah's Edus? Even though you're not going to put the Edom Zomim to death, because Kasher Zomim below Kasher Asa, but there's still a Nafkamina, why would the Bezin be Makabal the Edus of the Edom Azimim in order to be Lemifsalinu? To be Posel, the Edom Zomim. And then, and also Laman Shinu, right, with, you know, some other types of Onshin, right, references later. But Onshin Acherim, Yeshlem, right, the Basin sometimes has the right to, like, you know, not obviously not capital punishment of Misa, but other Onshin. So says the Radvaz, this is the second makor for this idea, that even when there's this Tzur Onish of Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa, there's still going to be Psul Edus. So the Radvaz says that, again, the context is to answer up the potential Kasha of the Ravid. Oh, why would there be a Kabbalah's Edus of the Edom Azimim? There's no Nafkamina. There is a Nafkamina, because even though it's a case of Kasher Asa, you would still be Pasol the Edom Zomim Le'edus. So not only do we have the Meiri, B'shem the Chachmei Adoros, saying limiting the Nafkamina of Kasher Asa to Onish, but saying there would be a Psal Edus, you also have this Radvaz in the name of the Rama. Yeah. I guess potentially. Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, good point. Right? That's a good ha'ara. According to the Radvaz, is ha'ara. Yes, the Ravid would be arguing with that. Actually, that's a good. I should put that down. Therefore, the Ravid, according to this, would come out that he thinks that there is no psul edus either. I have to put that with the meiri. Okay, thank you. Shkoyach. Hopefully, I'll remember to say this when we come back to this. Shkoyach. I was actually looking for more. Far from the other side. So yeah. Oh, so good. So we're gonna get to there right now. So it's not mafurish. Is that what it is? What it is? What does he not discuss in halach aleph?
What does he not discuss?
We'll discuss right now. He doesn't mention kasher also.
Right, but he mentions the idea of splitting up.
100%. We're gonna get to that right now. Right. So again, in terms of what. The list so far of the Chachmei Adoros and the Meiri and the Radvaz are the Mefarshim who explicitly make this breakdown within the realm, within the Petur of Kasher Asa. We're going to see in a moment, there'll be other Mefarshim who make this breakdown between a Petur Onish and, oh, but there's still a Psal Edus. They say it by other Peture, you know, Hazama. But these other Mefarshim we're about to quote right now don't explicitly talk about Kasher Asa. So again, while Akiva is correct that they most likely would carry it over, I think it's still important to note that they don't explicitly apply this breakdown to Kasher Asa, they apply it to other exceptions to the Onish of Hazama. So with that, let's see the Rambam in Halacha Aleph. So again, Shmuel, do you have the Rambam? Again, this is Perek Chav Halacha Aleph. This is three qualifications. He's saying that the onesh of Azama, Bein Lamisa, Bein Lamalkos, Bein Lamamon, and it's important in light of, right, is only, again, this could be why he breaks up Kasher Asa from the others, because Kasher Asa, he's about to say, doesn't apply by all three, but these three Peturim apply to all three. What are the Peturim? They have to, again, all the Edim have to be Rugim Le'edus. They have to, Achi Azuma is Kulan, that's the Mishnah on Hayambez. And there has to be Achashanig Mordino, also Mishnah on Hayambez. That was going to explain. Just going to explicate. Right, but if you only have one of them, Huzam. But it's Kodem Gemardin. But. Right, so again, basically the three cases where you don't have all three of these Tanayim, in. It says in all these cases you're not going to have the Onish of Azama, but you are going to have the Psul. You are going to have the Psul Edus. So the Rambam, clearly in the context of these other exceptions to the Onish of Azama, of Achizuma is Kulan, have to be all Ksherim Le'edus, and the Tanai of Gemara Din. He says, oh, they're all Dinim in the Onesh of Azama, but the Psul Edus is still going to apply. But again, the Rambam here doesn't mention Kasher Asa. But again, it could very well be that now, in the next Halacha, when he goes on to discussing Kasher Asa, it could be that the Rambam is putting them back to back to say, oh, Kasher Asa is also Dafka Adin in the Onesh, and this is the way the Razvaz is obviously going to understand it, that Kasher Asa, just like these other three qualifications, also only a din in the Onish, but the Psul Edus is still going to apply. But again, that's a diuk, but that's not explicit. So again, so in terms of the list of, right, Mefarshim, who have this similar breakdown of limiting these exceptions to the realm of Onshin, but saying that it doesn't carry over to the Psul Edus, you have the Rambam in the context of these other three exceptions. Again, being back-to-back with Kasher Asa implies that the same breakdown would exist by Kasher Asa, but again, that is not Mukhrach. So you have the Rambam. Who else, after the Rambam, do we have who also makes this similar breakdown?
We made that because he didn't mention Kasher Asa.
You mean the opposite direction?
Yeah.
Again, the counter to you, because I look, the Rambam doesn't say that by Kasher Asa, but by Pashtus, the counter to that, is that the reason why he doesn't mention Kasher Asa the lo kasher asa in his first halacha is why we mentioned earlier. In this halacha, he explicitly said that these exceptions go bein lemisa, bein lemalkus,
right,
bein lemamon. So it could be that's why he doesn't put kasher asa in there. Not because, so we're saying, the reason why he doesn't put kasher asa in there is not because, oh, the breakdown between onish and psul idus doesn't apply, but it's rather because the bein lamisa, bein lamam, and bein lamalkus doesn't apply. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So after, you know, the Rambam, we have the tshuva of the Rivash, right? So again, the Rivash, we've seen this earlier, right? Rivash here is talking about the, you don't remember what the context, right? In order for there to be an onish of azama, the hazama needs to be exactly bifne the edim zomim. Again, in line with the idea that they're really the nidon. If you really consider the edim zomim to be the bali davar, so then as a din, the requirement of the edus of the bali davar to be bifne the bali davar. So Avidan, just should Rivash. Do you have the
even though they weren't made into Zomin before the Nidon.
Right, for the in for the Inyan of the Onish?
Yeah, regarding the Onish.
Again, this is also getting back to our, is the Baldavar, this is also on the list of the Baldavar, because they become the Balei Davar, so of course the Mazimim are Ne'emanim to establish that they were Heyad Sheker. Like the Rambam is going to apply this, other exceptions, right? The requirement of Achizu Mekulan, Echein Achi Yigmar Adin, Dahinu Le'inyan, Onesh Ha'idim. All these requirements are all dinim in the Onesh. They're limited to the Onesh. Aval, but they're still going to be a Psul Edus. And he says, like the Rambam. So again, the Rivash, like the Rambam, again, limits these exceptions to Azama to the realm of Onshin. Doesn't think they carry over to Psul Edus, but again, like the Rambam, the Rivash doesn't explicitly include the Ptur of Kasher Asa, but again, likely he would also apply this breakdown to Kasher Asa, if not for the fact that Kasher Asa is fundamentally different, and we'll suggest something like that, perhaps based on the Tam of Kasher Asa, you know, at a later point. Okay, good.
So Rivash says they're not possible.
Rivash says that they are Psul.
Yeah,
he said, yeah, sorry, that they are Psulim. Right, limits the Ptur, limits these Pturim to the realm of Onesh, but they are going to be Psul Edus because at the end of the day, the Mazimim are going to be Ne'emanim because they're talking about them as Balei Davar. Right, so you have the Rambam. Right, so again, on the list of where you have this breakdown within Kasher also explicitly, right, we had the Chachmei Doros and the Meiri, and then we had the Radvaz, appreciating the Rambam. In terms of those who have this breakdown for Shar, Pture Hazama, we had, right, first we had the Rambam, then we had the Rivash, and then the last on the list is, we'll get to the Ritva. The Ritva is not talking about Psul Edus, talking about the Nesivos. Right, the Nesivos, again, talking about a slightly different context, but again, also in the realm of Psul Edus, Ari, would you mind? All right, the Nesivos also has this breakdown, you know, regarding Psul Edus. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Right, this is the context of Eide Chasima and a get. Right, Eide Chasima, according to the Nesivos, are not made. Right, this is famous stuff about the Ran, but not for now. Right, it's just only on Sahadi, but there's no, the Eide Chasima and a get are not actually be made on the actual Mesira because they signed on to the get, right, just because they know that the Baal intends to give the get. They don't actually aren't made on the actual Gerushin itself. Therefore, there's no Haggadah Bebez and Klal. Right, and therefore, all these dine of Edus Bebezin are not going to apply to it because it's not an example of Edus Bebezin. Oh, just saying, just like there's no Haggadah and Bezin, there's not going to be a Din Hazama. Why? What's the connection between Bezin and Azama? Exactly, because we know you need a Gemar Din. Oh, this is very important. But says the Nesivos, even though there's no Din Azama in the Onesh, there is going to be a Din Azama in the Inyan the Psul Edus. That's a key line. Because he's saying the Chiddush Torah is to believe the Mazimin over the Zomim, right? And presumably to treat the zomim as the balei davar. So mamela the achronim are believed to render them that they gave aid to sheker, and therefore they're going to be psulim leidus. And the exception of kasher asa is limited to the realm of onshin. What's interesting about the nesivos is that the nesivos admits that the nemanus of the achronim over the zomim is a chiddush Torah, but yet he's willing to say that the chiddush Torah applies even in the case of kasher asa. Meaning he's assuming that the tour of kasher asa doesn't remove the entire parsha, the entire chiddush Torah of hazama. It only removes the onish. The p'tur of kasher asa is specifically a p'tur in the onesh, but that's not going to take away any other chidushim of hazama, right? And therefore, it's only an exception to the onesh, but the rest of the parsha of hazama to give ne'amanas to the mazim over the zomim is still going to be attacked, resulting in the psul edus for the zomim. Yeah?
I think that makes sense, because the Torah, the chiddush Torah is from the pasuk of, right, v'dor shoshotim heitiv in eight sheker ha'i. It's not from the pasuk. Plus, Kasher Zama, we're just saying, once he's an eight checker through Azama, then you give him that Onesh. Right? So he's saying, even if you don't give him the Onesh, Kasher Zama doesn't apply, he's still an eight checker.
Interesting. So you're saying, because the Chiddush of the Ne'emonis is not coming from the Kasher Zama. The Chiddush of the Ne'emonis is, Hinei Sheker Hei, eight checker, right? And so therefore, the Kasher Asa exception to Kasher Zama is that Tafka Din of the Onesh.
Yeah, right? Now that I think about it, it's probably get so slow. Also said that we only know the
soul
because
Kol
came from the Onesh. So.
Yeah, Mitosis and Bab Kama.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. Very good. Yeah.
Rabbi said yesterday, there is Shash to Madden, as always, that the only reason why we're not punishing them is because they've committed an avir that's more severe than a punishment for being apart from.
But it's not going to take away the psoledos. 100%. Yeah. So we're going to, very good. We're setting up, you know, the makoros about the scope, and we're now, at a later point, in a couple of days, we're going to get to all the different ta'amim, right? All the different reasons behind kasher asa, and plug in to see how it all affects. And you're 100% right in that connection. That if you take the kapara approach, that's about, you know, because it was more of a chamer ma'isa avera, so then kosher gate, right? That's only a din, that's only an exception to the onish. It's not going to impact your psoledus, if anything, is more of a reason to be psoledus. Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay, so Adkan, again, we've seen the Mefarshim, right, who say, right, that the Ptur of Kasher Asa is only going to be a din in the Onesh. It's not going to undermine the psoledus. Again, we saw two Mefarshim who say this explicitly by Kasher Asa, and then three Mefarshim who say it by other exceptions, and presumably it would carry over, but not Mechrach. But now this brings us, I was going to say one, but based on Shmuel's Ha'ara, we can say there are two Rishonim, one explicit, one implicit, who seem to say that no, just like the Ptur of Kasher Asa undermines the Onesh Hazama, it's also going to undermine the Psul Edus for the Zomim as well. So which Rishon says this explicitly? The Meiri. Right, that same Meiri, right, rejects the Chachmei Adoros, and very important, we've seen this in the past, right, what is the Akiva, do you remember, what is the reasoning of the Meiri? Why does the Meiri say that, no, once the Kasher Asa, right, undermines the Onish, Memela, it also undermines the entire thing? Remember the reasoning? Exactly. He says, oh, the whole Parsha of Azama is a Chiddush. Without the Parsha, without the Chiddush of Azama, it would be what? It would be Trey or Trey. So in the assumption of the Meiri, right, in stark contrast to the Sivos, we said before, so he understands that all the Chiddushim come together. And once Kasher, and they're all stemming from Kasher Zama, right? And therefore, once Kasher Zama below Kasher Asa dictates that the Chiddush of the Onish doesn't apply in the case of Kasher Asa, Memela, the entire Chiddush of Azama is going to fall away. And Memela, you're back to Trey or Trey. Who knows? My Sam Chasahani, Smol Chahani. You don't know for sure the Zomim gave a Dushekar. So Memela says the Meiri, just like there's no Onish Hazama in the case of Kasher Asa, there's also no Psul Edus in the case of Kasher Asa. So the Meiri is clearly, right, saying that the reason why Kasher Asa spills over beyond Onesh to Psul Edus, because he's coming from the perspective of Edomim Chiddushu. And all these dinim stem from the same Chiddush. Once you undermine that Chiddush, Memela, you're back to the original dynamic of Trey or Trey, and Memela, all these dinim fall away. But again, so that's the Meiri who says this explicitly. And according to Shmuel Zahara, right? Well, it's explicit in the Meiri. Where is it implicit, Shmuel? The Radvaz b'shem the Ravid, right? Because according to the Radvaz's interpretation of the Ravid's kasha, the Ravid is assuming that once the Nidon is killed, there's no nafkamina. There's no reason to do a Kabbalah's Eidus on the Eidim Mazimim. That would assume, argue Shmuel, if you correctly, that obviously there's no nafkamina of Psul Eidus, because if there was a nafkamina, then that would be the reason to do Kabbalah's Eidus, like the Radvaz says, b'shem the Rama. So according to the Radvaz, basically the Radvaz, b'shem the Ravid, would come out that the Ravid would agree that just like the Kasher Asa is an exception to the Onish, it's also an exception to the Psul Eidus. But again, it's not clear. Again, why is that din chiddush edom chiddushu, or is that more of a consequence, perhaps, from kasher asa? Maybe the reasoning, we'll get back to this later. Maybe the reasoning of kasher asa itself is not only applies to the realm of onish, but also carries over and applies to the realm of psul edos. We'll get to reason for that later. Yeah.
Is the Ravid definitely saying that? Because we saw yesterday in the Radvaz gave like a second.
Yeah. Again, according to this first day. Yeah, he then later on says, oh, maybe the Ravid is asking in the Kashavid yesterday about Malkus. I would say it's the first day of the Radvaz, b'shem.
But if you don't hold like the first day, is that saying that like is Diak in the Rambam? Is the Rambam still holding that way, that it's still going to be, they're still going to be possible that way, or is he like getting rid of it? Is he saying that, if the Ravid is asking on that, then you have to say that this question on that he's interpreting the Rambam is saying that they're still going to be possible, but if you say like the second way,
then there's only a raya. Well, either way, you saw the kasha. I mean, whether the Ravid is asking, is that what you're saying? Whether the Ravid is asking that question, it's still a valid question. I mean, the diak in the Ravid is only if the Ravid is asking that question. The diak in the Rambam is regardless, because at the end of the day, you have to explain why there is Kabbalah Seydus. You understand that? Does that make sense? Right? Kiv, is that what you're going to say? What? Oh, I thought you were... I thought it was a hand before. Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Awesome. So in terms of seeing whether this tour of Kasher Asa extends beyond the Onish, to other Dinei Hazama, so far we've discussed the Nafkamina of Psul Eidus. But there is one other Nafkamina. Because what was the other? Not only does Hazama impact the Edim Zomim regarding Onish and regarding Psul Eidus, there's also an impact on the Nidon. So who is the one Rishon, this is who I can find, who discusses this, is the Ritva. Right? So the Ritva, again, and who was it? I think Shmuel, again, Shmuel's good day. Right? Shmuel also had this Ha'ara, there's also Ritva L'shitasa. So you can only have this discussion according to the Ritva that Kasher Asa applies to Mammon. We'll see in a moment. Right? The Ritva L'shitasa, so after applying Kasher Asa to Mammon, now wonders, wait a second, is the tour of Kasher Asa going to expand beyond the realm of Onish to also impact the Nidon? To say that just like we undermine the Hazama, to say that the Onish, to say that the Zomim are not subject to Onish, are we now saying that maybe the Zomim were telling the truth? What does the Ritva end up saying? No, that the impact of Kasher Asa is limited to the realm of Onish, but we still think that the Zomim were lying, and therefore... the Mazimim are still correct that the Nidon really is Kutter. Okay, so let's just see this inside. Anyone have the Ritva? Do you have it?
Yeah.
So you see Mikomokom near.
Mikomokom near. I mean, Advarma, you do the Chiamina Kasher Zaman, the Lok Kasher Asa, Hainu Lifta, Edimitar Zaman, Shahaya King, there's the Kasa.
Mikomokom. Right, so it's limited to, when he says that's only Lifta, Edimitar Zaman, is referring to the Onish.
We come back on the zoo after and the man and the shown him ko hazama she called him maisa,
but we're still going to believe the Edim Mazim, just like we shown him before said, oh, we're still going to believe the Mazimim to render the Zomim psule edus. So he says not le inyan psule edus, so we're still going to believe the achronim le inyan to be poter the nidon
below he is a mamona.
Right, so again, I keep thinking of Hara here. But again, the Ritzvah is assuming, and in this case, that once we trust the Edim Mazimim, so then the Nidon, who had falsely been forced to give up money, that money has to be returned to him. And therefore, the Ritzvah is saying here, so therefore it must be that we trust the Mazimim, and that's why the money has to be returned.
Wasn't that obvious that we trust the Mizrimim if we trust them?
So. Well, not necessarily. I mean, let's say the Meiri, right? The Meiri would tell you that no. And once, in the case of Kasher Asa, Kasher Asa removes the Chiddush Torah. Once we remove the Chiddush Torah, it goes back to Trey. So then it's a suffix. We don't know whether, you know, the Nidon case. You wouldn't return the money. But the Ritva says, no. Even in the case of Kasher Asa, the Chiddush still, or the Din still applies to trust the Mazimin over the Zomim. And Mechilesa, my Mishal Me'edim. And for whatever reason, the money couldn't be returned, right? The Edim Zomim would have to pay, but similarly, the Torah's Dina de Garmi, obviously not Midin Hazama, because we just said Tur of Kasha Asa.
Neima Uki Trey, Uki Mona Hecha de Kai.
Right, if you didn't trust the Mazimim, it would be a case of Trey or Trey. Right, so again, like it's as if he's coming to Lafuke the Neiri to say, no, Trey is only by Edis Machesh. Once you have the Imanu Ayisim of Hazama, automatically it turns into, it seems like he's saying that the Edim Zomim will be the Bali Davar, therefore the Mazimim are going to be Namanim. Therefore, even if you remove the Chiddush Torah of the Hazama, that's going to be limited to the realm of Onshin. That's not going to carry over to the Nidon. The Nidon is still going to be exempt. Yeah.
It seems like there was assuming, though, that we have to give the money back to the Nidon.
Yeah. That was the Kivas. He takes that as a Dover Pashin, and therefore sort of brings that as like a Raya. But that's a really... It's like chicken and the egg. That's only because of Ishita, 100%. If you held like the Meiri, then it's a tray or tray, so then it wouldn't have to be returned. In economy, yeah. He takes that as like a given, and therefore like brings a riot from that, even though it's really, that's also a consequence of Ishita.
Basically, yeah. We're saying they give the money back to the...
Yes, you have to give the money back, because now we're saying, once you trust the Mazimin, now the Nidon is now Pater, no longer Chayim. Yeah. No, but it wouldn't be Gezel, because it was...
He got it even though he shouldn't have gotten it.
Again, I think in the realm of, like, you know, Itafas Mafkina, I think that even if it ends up being... I don't think we end up taking it away.
Isn't it a trade then for the Meiri?
Yeah, it is a trade. Okay,
so it's a trade, then you never should have.
But again, I think because it was originally taken under the assumption that was the proper halacha, I don't think we're going to be Mafkina. Again, that's like a tough calling type discussion, but I don't...
How can you apply that when that goes to the question? I mean, the question is whether he was able to get in the first place.
Because, again, tray is stalemate. I mean, now that it becomes a tray or tray, we take our hands off. I don't think you're mafkinan unless there was an illegal tfisa post psak tray or tray. Here, where the tfisa, or the collection, I would say, was before the psak, I don't think we would say that. Yeah, I think. But again, that's a tough coin.
Like,
I mean, with a tray or tray? It could be.
And does the Ritva say that they're pasul also? Or
he's not discussing that. Yeah. So the Ritva is the one makor which is not discussing psul idus, but is discussing the impact of the nidon. Presumably, they go hand in hand. But it's just important to note that these two distinct nafkamina exist. Okay, so Ankan is our discussion of like the scope of Kasher Asa. First discussing the scope within the realm of Onshin, Misa versus Malchus and Mammon, and now we just finished is, let's say, maybe the scope beyond the realm of Onshin to the Psal Edus of the Edim Zomim, and perhaps the impact on the Nidah. So now, for the rest of the Sugya, we're now going to look at the various issues, the various factors in the Sugya, which are going to be Koveya, these issues that we just discussed. Right, what are the factors which are going to be Koveya, the scope of Kasher Asa, which dictates whether they extend beyond Misa to other Onshin, whether they extend beyond Onshin to the realm of Psoletus. So the first factor, the first issue we're going to discuss is the Makor of the Din. So this takes us back to the Mishnah. So let's reread the Mishnah on Hayam and Hayam Beis a little more carefully, a little more, you know, slowly and methodically than we did originally. So again, the question now, the first issue is, what exactly is the Makor for the Ptur? So we have the Ptur at hand. And then tomorrow we discuss, depending on what you think the Makor is, that the different Makoros are going to affect, right, again, the scope as we're discussing. So let's see from the Mishnah. And even just to set it up, from the Mishnah, we're going to see that what is one mahalach in terms of what is the patur, what is the makor? From the Mishnah, achiv. Right, so the first mahalach is that the makor of the patur of kasher, the patur, the makor for the patur is going to be from the drasha of achiv, because the kasher zamam lasos la'achiv, and the implication being achiv has to be kayim, that means the nidon still has to be alive. But let's see the Mishnah inside. Rafi, would you mind? Do you have the... So let's pay careful attention to the context of the Mishnah, when this drasha is being mentioned, what is it coming to do, and then, again, some important yisodos are going to come out. Okay, right. Okay, good. So again, this is the key. Right, so the tzedukim is all the question is what is the drasha coming lafuke? So the tzedukim come along and say that because of the implication of nefesh tachas or nefesh benefesh, right? Sounds like aliyah, right? That nefesh benefesh, that the only time, right? According to the tzedukim, the only time the din hazam applies or the onesh hazam applies is when the nidon is actually killed. Right, when the nidon is actually killed. So against that comes along the chachamim. Okay, so what is the Joshua King coming to say? That don't say that what?
Don't say that you need
an
action to be
don't say that you dafka, right? Don't say that you dafka need the nidon to be killed. I mean, don't say it dafka kasher asa. It's rather no. You could read this. It's also when achiv is kayam. Because look, when the pasuk is talking about the case, it's talking about when the nidon is still alive. So based on just the reading of the Mishnah, you could very well interpret this drasha as not coming la'afuke, not saying that there's no hazama in the case of kasher asa, but rather saying that there is hazama in the case of kasher zama. And then continues. Right, and remember the background. We're saying so once we establish from achiv, right, that hazama also applies, right, or right, the case also right, hazama also applies when the nidon is still alive. So then, how are you going to interpret nefesh benefesh? Answer is because don't tell me that it's triggered even by Kabbalah's edus alone. Tamar lomar. Right, they're telling you that you need the gemara din. But if you stopped here in the Mishnah, you could very well, right, so again, it's clear from the point number one in the Mishnah, it's very clear from the Mishnah that the makor is achiv. It's all about achiv with the implication that hari achiv kayim. We'll get back to some Rishonim who challenged that assumption. But again, the assumption is that the implication of achiv is that he's still alive. He's like achiv b'mitzvos. He's still alive. But again, the context of the Mishnah could very well be read is that this drasha of Hari Achiv Kayim is not coming la'afuke, not coming to be an active poter in the case of Kasher Asa, but rather coming to say that there is also Hazama in the case of what we call Kasher Zama. And that will then lead to the Gemara and the Brisa very, very nicely.
Then why are we forced in the end of the Mishnah to understand Nefesh B'Nefesh as the Gemara Din?
Because it can't be coming la'afuke. Because if nefesh b'nefesh is like the tzadukim,
then nefesh could be adding that also. In addition to achiv is saying if the nidon is not killed, and nefesh b'nefesh is saying and also the nidon is killed.
I guess the assumption is that if nefesh b'nefesh would be dafka. That's what it sounds like.
I don't have to teach both cases.
Yeah,
it has to be modifying one of the cases. It'd be weird if you had a drasha for when you're alive or when you're not. Mm-hmm. It has to be some.
So the nefesh b'nefesh would therefore be saying dafka when he's not alive.
Yeah, weird if it was teaching us both cases, like separately, mm-hmm. when you're alive and you're dead.
Oh,
one of them should be the preconceived notion, and then you have a kiddush.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. So the assumption, perhaps because of what Aryeh is saying, is that the nefesh benefesh, if it really meant nefesh mamish, then there'll be dafka. Meaning dafka when the nefesh, the nidin, was taken. So, must be therefore, telling us that she's telling us separate din, this is Ari's point, separate din that, when we say achiv is kayam, you know, but it has to be Gemar Din, not just Kabbalah's Eidus. Then just let's just do one more line. And then in light of this, right, in light of this, that when the drasha in the mission of Achiv Kayam is not saying that, oh, Kasher Asa is putter, but it's just saying that the Kasher Zamam case is Chayav. So now it makes sense when the Brisa comes along. Rafi? Oh, so according to this read, the Braisa is Mechadish. That's not just that Lo Hargu is Naragim, that we know from the Mishnah, but the Chiddush of the Braisa is now introducing for the first time, but Hargu, if the Nidan was killed, then in Naragim, now the Braisa establishes there's no Hazama in that case. So now the Gemara is going to say, or continuation of the Braisa, like, why would that be the case? So now we ask, Amar Aviv.
Amar Aviv, Bini.
Meaning, yes, right. The case of the Pasuk's case of Achiv is talking about what we're calling the Kasher Zamam case, where the Nidon is not yet killed. But at the end of the day, even though that's what it's talking about, meaning since there's no active poter against Kasher Asa, right? It's just that the Pasuk saying that this is also the case, and then Misvara, we'd extend it also to the case where the Nidon is killed. This is where we come on to Amar Lo. So now it comes along, Enon Shimon Adin, say no. Even though Misvara would make sense to extend it in that way, Enon Shimon Adin. So again, but if you didn't have this read, if you thought that the Mishnah already, that the Drasha, right, of Hari Achiv Kayim, was coming la'afuke, to be poter, right, the case of, we're calling the Kasher Asa case, where the Nidon is killed. So then, what do you need to come on to? What's the, even the havamin of la'af kavachomer? What's even the need to say, enon shimin adin? We have a drasha, which precludes it already, which excludes it. So it's clear from the Braisa that, you know, at least according to the Braisa, that the Mishnah's drasha was just coming to not la'afuke the case of Kasher Asa where the Nidon is killed. It's coming to say, no, it's coming just la'afuke the Tzedukim. Don't tell me it's Davke that case. No, it's also when the Nidon is still alive. Based on that, it could still also be when the Nidon is killed. K'mashmalan in onshin min hatin. So again, in short, what we're trying to do here is, again, big picture in terms of what the makor from the Mishnah seems to be Achiv Kayim. But based on the Mishnah and the following Braisa, it seems to come out from the Mishnah that the Mishnah's drasha of Achiv is not la'afuke the case where the Nidon is killed. It's just coming to include the case where the Nidon is not killed. And therefore, the Braisa needs to come on to Enon Shimin Adin to explain why we don't then extend it. So in addition to the Pashat Mishnah, which Mefarish on the Mishnah seems to take the Mishnah Kepashtus, Rashi, right? Again, it is, he's commenting on the Mishnah, but he doesn't lav dafka the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah said, and again, other Rishonim point to this Rashi, oh, I mean, Lasos, right, Dira Masa, Lasos Lachiv, Eitan, do you see it?
Masos, Ari, Achor,
Dankayim. He seeks the Kepashtus, that the Mashmos is coming from the fact that the Mashmos of Achiv is the Shari Achiv Adayin Kayim. That's where the Mishnah is coming from, right? So again, in terms of the first Mahalach, that the Makor for the Petur is from Achiv, you have the Mishnah Hayam Beis, and Rashi, who's taking the Mishnah Kipashas.
Isn't against exactly what the Mishnah says? I mean, why does he need to just add on what they say?
Again, because we'll see, he's coming, perhaps other Rishonim, like the Ritzel, we'll see you tomorrow, lav dafka the Mishnah. So the Rashi is saying, don't lav dafka the Mishnah. I guess he knows that there are, you know, theories out there, who are people who are like lav dafka the Mishnah for all sorts of reasons. And Rashi says, no, take a kapashtus, the mashmos of Achiv is that the Achiv is kind. You're right. Otherwise, what is Rashi adding to the Mishnah? Seemingly it's coming lafuke, you know, other Rishonim, even though they're coming later, obviously, you know, the idea exists in the Beis Medrash, and it's coming lafuke. Don't lav dafka the Mishnah. The Mishnah is kapashtus. Okay, good. Oh, so next, the second Mahalach. So again, first Mahalach is that the Makor is from Achiv. The second Mahalach is that the Makor is all about Kasher Asa. It's about the tour of Kasher Asa. But within the second Mahalach, there are two different versions of what is called 2a and 2b. What is the source of the miut of Kasher Asa? Right? What are the two options? Is the source from the word zamam. Is it kasher zamam, implication of zamam velo asa? Or that's 2a, or 2b is going to be lasos. Again. So let's see the Rishonim and some of the details of the Rishonim as we go along. So the first person to, again, we'll go approach 2a, that's coming from kasher zamam velo kasher asa, is Rashi. As far as I know, it's the earliest source of this drasha, although it's like the most famous one of them.
Rabbi Nachanan does it before.
Oh yeah? I didn't see that. Rabbi Nachanan has it?
I looked it up on Sfari.
Where is Rabbi Nachanan?
No, but
what?
I think
Rashi and the Medrash of God over there. Is that Medrash of God that you saw? That's later. Yeah, that's later. Rashi, yeah. Yeah. Okay. But at least here, if you find it in Iraq, let me know. So again, Rashi in two places, not on Hayam Abayis. Where are the two places that Rashi quotes this famous drasha of Kasher Zamam Velo Kasher Asa? Beis and Abayis, right? Once again in the context, right? The very important Shach of Vitaria there. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. So again, a very important Shach of Vitaria on Beis and Abayis. Again, this is the context that we were seeing the other day. Right. The question is, what's the makor that there is no? Right, that there is no that we don't apply the Ben Gusha Mitzvah to the Edom Zomim. Etan, do you go for it? You see the bottom of Beis Zomim Aleph? It's a bar Peda Omer.
Bar Peda Omer, Kavachomer. Omer Mechalo, Eno Bishalo, Habalo Chalo Velochilo, Eno Din Shelo Yishalo.
Right, so what is that saying? Right, so if the Kohen himself, who marries, let's say, a Grusha.
So his kids become Chalo, but he doesn't.
Exactly, so Habalo Chalo, the Edom Zomim, who even attempt to create a Chalo, for sure, right, they should, you know, they shouldn't become, you know, mischal themselves. This is more important for our purposes is the following maskev.
Maskev law, Ravina, MK, and Bala Saras Edom Zomim.
Right, if you have this kavachomer that about, oh, attempting is not as chamor as actually doing, then that would ruin all Edom Zomim, because why?
Mas sokel, ino niskal, haba lisko, velo sikel, ino din, shalo yiskal.
Right, when it comes to Edom Zomim, the person, the Edom Zomim, who actually leads to the Nidom getting skila, at least according to Rashi, getting skila, then those Edom Zomim don't get skila, namely kasher asa. But haba lisko, kasher zomim, where it's just in the realm of attempting, velo sikel, ino din, shalo yiskal, but yeah, we know that's not true. And Rashi, in this context, you know, top Rashi, you'll say, do you see top Rashi? So Rashi quotes becomes the famous drasha of kasher zamam lo kasher asa. That the implication of zamam is that, again, they're still in the realm of scheming, right? They're still planning, they're scheming to do this. Mashum that it has to still be in the realm of scheming, but once it turns into their scheming becomes implemented, then it's no longer. So you have Rashi on Beis and Beis, and where was the other Rashi? Rashi al Torah and Dvaram Yutes is also what becomes famous. Rashi al Torah on the pasuk Kasher Zamam. Rashi is Kasher Zamam, below Kasher Asa. Mikan Amru Hargu Eina Rakim. So Rashi, both earlier in the Masechta and al Torah, both quote the more famous drasha of Kasher Zamam, below Kasher Asa. Yeah, before I go on,
do we have to?
Maybe if you had one Rashi who says it, but both Rashis together, it sounds like this is the drasha, because Rashi generally, when he's quoting a Mechudesh Din, is going to quote the Medrash Halacha. That's what it sounds like. So like before, we have a couple minutes left. So there's one Nakuda in Rashi is that what's emerging from Rashi? There seems to be a Stira, right? Rashi and Beis Mabez and Al Torah says that Joshua is Kasher Zamam Lo Kasher Asa, but Rashi on the Mishnah doesn't lav Dafka the Mishnah like other Rishonim do, right? We'll see the Ritva is willing to lav Dafka the Mishnah. Rashi takes the Mishnah Kapashtas. So the question that's bothering the Aruch Lener, among others, is how do you understand the Stira in Rashi? So the Aruch Lener's resolution to the Stira is going to confirm the analysis that we had earlier in terms of how do you read the Mishnah. Because how does the Aruch Lener understand the Pshat and Rashi?
The author is only coming to explain Kasher Zamam, but really the Iker is Kasher Zamam, and then because Achav you need it for Achav Lachosa, but Achav is just telling you that Kasher Zamam.
It's like a Gila Milsa. Yeah. So according to Aruch Lener, really the Iker Drasha for Rashi is Kasher Zamam. Below kasher asa, but if you just, this is an important point. If it says the Aruch Lener, but if you just had the drasha kasher zamam below kasher asa, you would have said that. What was that doing?
That that even
kasher. Exactly, we said earlier. The pshan of kasher zama lo kasher asa is saying that it's even that case where their nidon is not killed is chayev. But of course, the case where the nidon is killed, you'd also be chayev. Comes along achiv to be megala that no, kasher zama lo kasher asa is not to, it's not a riboy, but it's a miyut. It's dafka the case of kasher zama and not the case of kasher asa. So the point of the Aruch Lener, a couple points are coming out. Number one, obviously he's resolving the Zir and Rashi's, which is always good. But the other point is that this assumption that when you have the initial drasha, the fact that you can interpret it not as a miut, but as a riboy, and that was the way we understood the Mishnah in light of the following brisa to explain Einon Shemin Adin, right, is very much the way we understood the Mishnah, that the initial drasha is coming as a riboy, and therefore you need another factor. According to Aruch Lanera, the second factor is the drasha of Achiv. According to the Mishnah and the Braisa, the other factor is Ein Onshin Min Adin. But it's the same construct of the initial drasha coming as a ribui, and the second factor coming as the miut. And the other factor, according to Aruch Lanera, is that in the end of the day, what is the Ikar drasha according to Aruch Lanera b'shem Rashi? Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Asa. That's going to be important for if there are any nafkamina between the drasha of kasher zamam v'lo kasher asa on the one hand, and achiv on the other hand, right? According to at least the Aruch Lanera b'shem Rashi, the ikar drasha is kasher zamam. I mean that the achiv. You're saying what it means? You're basically asking implicitly, why does the Aruch Lener treat Kasher Zama lo Kasher Asa as the Iker and Achiv as the Giloy? Presumably it's because Rashi, in like, you know, on the Pasuk, there's nothing forcing him to explain anyway. And based on base, sometimes when they explain it, meaning outside of you know, the Iker Sugya, it's like, oh, there's nothing forcing Rashi to say anything on base and Allah Torah. Kasher Zama lo Kasher Asa, that seems to be the Iker. Here, it's the mission that's forcing him. So I think that's the way the Aruch Lanera understands it.
Isn't it also because you need Achiv for Achiv Lohosa?
That's also a good point. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up with the chorus and the implications tomorrow.